Playlist Studios.
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 13th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Four arrests have been made in connection with Monday's fatal shooting of LAPD officer Fernando Arroyos. The Sheriff's Department, which is handling the case, has not released any more details, though. Sheriff Alex Villanueva says that he doesn't want to compromise the investigation.
Our homicide investigators, our major crimes bureau folks, everyone's coming together. We've been working around the clock on this case, and we're working hand in hand with the LAPD, with their robbery homicide group, and I think the effort is paying off.
Arroyos was attacked during an attempted robbery while house hunting with his girlfriend in the Florence Firestone area. Today, the LAPD will be talking about the crime trends for the past year. KPCC's Frank Stoltz has more.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore says homicides jumped 12% last year to nearly 400. That's the largest number in more than a decade, although it's still much lower than in the 1990s. Over the past 2 years, murders jumped by more than 50%. Across the country, the homicide rate started going up shortly after COVID-19 hit in 2020. Moore says gang violence helped drive the increase in L.A. He also says 88 unhoused people were murdered last year, more than double than in 2019. The chief promises to enact familiar approaches, more aggressive policing to get guns off the streets,
as well as work in partnership with our community interventionists and prevention experts to try to settle disputes and not see these escalations that are occurring.
Murders in areas patrolled by the Sheriff's Department, including Compton, parts of South L.A. and East L.A., rose about 40% last year to 281, nearly twice the number of 2 years ago. It's unclear why there was a higher rate of increase in areas patrolled by the sheriff. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The LA Unified School District is being sued by 28 school police officers who claim they were wrongfully fired or faced termination despite seeking a medical or religious exemption from the COVID vaccination mandate for employees. Plaintiff's attorney Michael McGill says they want compensation and their jobs back.
They filled out the district's forms. They provided all the necessary information. And quite frankly, the requests are legitimate.
A district spokesperson declined to comment. Many schools are struggling with staffing shortages due to the coronavirus surge, and Governor Newsom is trying to ease the strain. He's giving schools some flexibility in staffing decisions through March. It'll make it easier to hire and keep substitutes and bring back retired teachers. The California Teachers Association says the educator pipeline has been devastated by the pandemic, and while flexibility is needed, it is by no means, it says, the answer to long-term staffing shortages. Tens of thousands of new COVID cases being reported daily in Los Angeles County, and hospital administrators are considering asking employees who test positive but have no symptoms to keep working. KPCC's Jackie 48 tells you more.
More than 3,900 COVID patients are hospitalized in LA County. State officials predict that in about a week, that number will surpass 8,300. Hospitals are already struggling to stay adequately staffed as hundreds of health workers contract the virus and call out sick. In response to the shortages, the state health department issued new guidance to hospitals and nursing homes. Workers who are infected with COVID but have no symptoms may immediately return to work without isolation or additional testing. The new guidance will remain in effect until February 1st. It's unclear how many hospitals in LA are asking COVID-positive health workers to treat patients. County-run hospitals, including LAUSC Medical Center, say they haven't yet, but they left the door open. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
A plan to create a universal health care system for California residents is moving forward after being approved by the Assembly's Health Committee. The legislation would replace private insurance with a single-payer system known as CalCare. Funding would come from a series of tax hikes in a proposed amendment to the state constitution. The California Chamber of Commerce calls the measures job killers. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the state is suing a sham health insurance company. The complaint says the Alira companies and the Moses family, which founded Charity Ministries, were behind a health care sharing ministry that declined medical claims and kept more than 80% of its members' payments. AG Bonta accuses Alira of preying on consumers who, in many cases, thought their monthly payments were being used to help others who shared their faith. And he is warning others about giving their money to similar organizations.
Be eyes wide open.
around the possibility of abuse, because unfortunately we're seeing too much of that in the healthcare sharing ministry space.
Alira did not respond to requests for comment from the Associated Press. LA Metro is getting more than $1.2 billion in American Rescue Plan funds intended to maintain service and protect transit workers from layoffs. County Supervisor and Metro Board Chair Hilda Solis says that the money will help the agency weather the storm amid this latest COVID surge, rebuild and grow ridership, and provide equitable access to transit for the people who rely on bus and train service. Some Los Angeles residents may be wondering why their trash hasn't been picked up. LAist's Caitlin Hernandez looked into it.
The delays, which are expected to last through the month, are happening due to the Omicron surge in the city and temporary staffing shortages. The Department of Sanitation and Environment says people should only see delays for bins other than the black trash cans. Residents are asked to leave unemptied bins out for a day or two past normal pickup times. Earlier in the pandemic, sanitation employees' hours weren't cut because they were essential public health workers important to preventing COVID-19 spread from trash buildup. For KPCC, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
LA Sanitation's website has an interactive map where residents can check delays and missed routes. SoCal Gas announced yesterday that more than 13,000 new single-family residential units and multifamily projects have enrolled in the 2021 Energy Efficient New Homes Program. It enables home builders to construct energy-efficient homes at a lower cost and offers rebates to builders who are eligible. Criteria include meeting the state's energy efficiency standards as well as having qualifying gas appliances and equipment. Bit of a cool down underway this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-60s to low 70s at the beaches, the LA Basin, and inland Orange County. Coastal valleys, mid-70s. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org or on the KPCC app.